We're joined now by communications coordinator from SLMCO, Mary Laurent, after what I know has been a long and rough night. Thank you so much for being with us today. So how are things?
Things are good. All of the crews are out and on the road and working. We have restored power already to several people. I say several people, a couple feeders. And we are now down to 104,000 people without power as of 8:45 this morning.
That's pretty amazing. What was the total at the height?
It was about 108,000.
So already energy is being restored. Now, I know you guys have the grid and everything. Do you still want people to call and report any outages?
We do definitely want people to call. The one issue we're having right now is that one of our systems that allow people to log into their Smart Hub account or to let us know online that they have an outage is down, and we are having that worked on. So for now, we're having to do it the old-fashioned way and have people call in, which is alarming to some people when they can't get in. But when you have 104,000 people out of power, of course, nobody has 104,000 phone lines. So, but the good news about that is it couldn't have happened. If it had to happen, it couldn't have happened at a better time, because the first couple of days after any storm, we're not going house to house anyway. What we're doing at that point is surveying the damage, and we are checking transmission lines, and we are checking feeders. So even if everybody got through right this minute, we wouldn't be going to individual houses today anyway, because we have to make sure that the power is getting to the feeder before it can get to the house.
Right.
So we were just asking people to call in regardless, and the number is 1-888-275-3626. You can call in. It'll be slow going, but that's okay, because like I said, we're working on feeders right now anyway. The other thing is as soon as the online reporting system comes back up, we'll let the media know. And we will also be updating the media and our Facebook page several times a day with what the outage numbers are at the current time. And so that's the information we have right now. The only thing that we are asking people is that they refrain from trying to report an outage on our messenger system or on Facebook, because that's not tied into the dispatching system. So the information is not going to get there. So what we need people to do is call and realize that we are out there and we are working, and we have hundreds of people helping our men out in the field. And we will be here just like we always are through the duration.
And we so appreciate that. Now, when the online gets back up, what is that that web address?
Well, it's not actually a web address. It's for our customers. It's called Smart Hub, and it's they pay their bill and how they get information about their particular account. So as soon as that system is back up, they'll be able to go in and log in and report an outage through the same system that they pay their bill and all that kind of stuff. So it's not anything that anybody can access. But when you go to our website right now, the outage map is not correct, because the Smart Hub system is down. It got damaged during the storm by a power outage and a surge. So that's being worked on now.
I have one more question. If things go as you're hoping with the number of crews that are working on it, any idea on the timeline?
I don't really have any idea on the timeline. It just depends how much damage was on each feeder. I would say this is not going to be 2 or 3 days. It's probably going to be a little bit longer. And you never know who's going to be first, and you never know who's going to be last. And, you know, like we say so often, somebody's got to be first and somebody's got to be last. And what we do is we start where we're going to be able to get the most people on at any one given time. And that's, you do that by feeders, substations, and then line sections. So the last thing that we'll be doing, we'll be going house to house, and it just depends on, you know, where we are and whether or not you come on when the feeder comes on. You know, it's a wide variety of things.
Mary Laurent from SLMCO, we appreciate so much the hard work you guys have done all night and will continue to do. The number again, if you do want to report your outage, is 1-888-275-3626. Mary, keep us posted. Stay safe, and thank you so much.
Thank you.